if you've never been to this studio, I suggest you guys come through. This is like a club. Well, you got a red piano like he's Prince. Like when you off the air, do you like just sit there and like play?
Yeah, you can do that if you want to.
Can you play?
No, not at all.
Oh, you!
I look like I can play.
You one of those guys. You got the guitar on your back and right. Don't know a chord.
Yeah, right. You got them fingers like you could play.
Yes.
Yeah. So nobody doubts you. It's like automatically they think, right. Oh, this brother can play.
Right.
Look at the way his fingers curl.
I hear the slap bass in your opening theme song. You got that bam, 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 bam.
And that's, you know he negotiated that in his contract that he played right. Slap bass so he could get that residual. I get it, bro. And what do you mean by nail everything down? Like, we going to steal something? Like, let's try to figure this out.
I'm not going to lie. The poor kid in me thought about stealing about three things since I've been here. I'm sorry. And starting with your gold microphone right there. It would be gone. I'm just saying.
Is that real gold?
My microphone does have a gold kit like the old cars do.
Is it real?
Of course not.
It's a kitty kit.
Of course not. But see, the thing is, you got money, so people would just assume it's real.
That I got.
I wear zirconia diamonds. People like, oh, he flossing. Huh? It's a fake.
But nobody would believe it.
They're playing at the Arlington Improv. You didn't say good morning to J. Anthony Brown.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, J. Anthony? Congratulations on your successful box office
weekend, man. Huge.
Congratulations to the whole cast of Think Like a Man.
$33 million
out there doing it.
And they wouldn't have made a dime without J. Anthony Brown's cameo.
Star. He is the star.
You did it, man.
What was your line in that movie?
Look out now. Think like a man.
Look over here now.
When people was leaving the theaters, they're saying, I left. I cried. J. Anthony Brown should get an Oscar for this.
His line was his little thing he always do. Look out now. Think like a man.
What's going on, guys? What's going on in your life?
What's going on with you, brother?
I'm trying to live. That's all. I'm just trying to live. Just trying to stay out of trouble.
Are y'all coming back to TV?
You know,
we working on some things.
Are you?
Yeah, we working on some things.
And we don't want to jinx ourselves on the time join a morning show.
I hear you.
But we working on a couple of little ditties.
Somebody was texting about the Wayans brothers. They wanted to know about the complete series. Is it available on DVD or will it ever
become? I
don't
know. First of all, they owe us some checks.
Let's be real.
Okay.
I ain't telling nobody nothing. I love y'all. But until they give me my money.
Y'all ain't getting paid for...
Man... We got paid.
We made some money.
Hey, wait a minute.
I mean, we did good, Sean.
Hey, we did.
We got leather jackets, Sean. You got dark shades on,
Sean. You sound
Sean.
Like a rapper in his contract. I'm an actor, brother. Pay me. Look, I got paid to do it the first time. They still running it.
Which movie was this?
I'm talking about this.
The Wayne Brothers
on TV again.
Okay. Yeah, but we're thinking about it.
What about the movies?
Oh, well, he gave us our check for that, brother.
Oh, yeah, we got those checks. I just finished the movie. I'm actually in editing right now.
Did you get a check for it, though?
It's going to be good. If this opens to $33 million, I'm buying your jet off you. And I'm putting the red piano in there, and the captain's going to have the gold microphone when he speaks to me.
And he's going to hire J. Anthony Brown to play the slap bass.
Just to go, watch out that now.
Look out now.
So basically, this movie I just finished is Paranormal Activity, If It Happened to a Black Couple.
Oh, I like it already.
I love it already.
It's
really funny.
When can I get that on bootleg?
I'm trying to get it out by October. It's really funny. It's me, Cedric the Entertainer.
Oh,
Essence Atkins, and you know, really strong. Afion Crockett's in it. It's a really strong Crockett, man. Really strong cast, and it's
she
really
said that
funny.
Together. Like y'all, you know, had
no,
some things happen with
no,
him.
He's used to be on the soap opera. He used to be here on the show.
You remember him?
Afion. You did. You held that note.
He really laid his memory on you, boy. Yeah.
Behave. Don't get in trouble, Sean. Last time we was here, you chastised us.
What did I do?
No.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Like,
I would not.
Look out now, Junior. We on the air. That's what he said to you.
Yeah. I said something. You're like, hey, now. You on the air. I was like, okay.
Icy Hot is a friend of mine.
I got...
I got hot in the butt like when I used to get when my dad was going to spank me. Yeah, don't play with the sponsors, brother.
How's the family? How's the brothers?
Everybody's great. Everybody's great.
Yeah, Keenan just finished the Lemon Colors 25th reunion special that he's putting together for Fox. And my sister just did a great job in Pariah, man. She really did a great. Yeah. There's this movie, Pariah. If y'all haven't seen it, it's on video now. Go check it out. My sister really, she threw down. But, you know, they can only have one black movie nominated for Oscar at a time, so The Hunt got it this year.
And the next generation?
Oh, second generation. Is, wow, doing a lot.
Doing a little show on BET.
Yeah, executive producing a show for my nephews.
What?
Yeah, for on
behind
BET.
The scenes?
Yeah.
Hey, we trying to do it like you, man.
Do it all.
We want a gold mic, too.
And a plane and a red piano. And a Charlie Sheen bobblehead.
And
a Christmas tree in June.
Exactly. We all want
we have a Christmas first tree. Class.
Yeah. The brother got a Christmas tree in June.
Every week is Christmas.
Because every day is Christmas.
He ball so hard right here, boy.
So you give everybody gifts every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, jobs.
Yes, jobs.
Keeps us working. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we're producing a show for my nephews on BET, and it's called like Second Generation.
Kind of like an Entourage kind of.
Yeah, it's like Entourage meets Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, wow.
It's about their struggles coming up as the second generation of Wayans.
Those are two shows I love, Entourage and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. I hope I like that.
Well, we put a lot of pressure on it. We said kind of like that. You forgot the key word. It's kind of like that. We're just trying to give you a point of
then
reference.
Then you're going
to
watch it and be like, this ain't no damn ain't Curb no Your Enthusiasm.
John and Marlon, the Wayans brothers, performing at the Arlington Improv all weekend long.
Yes, sir.
See what they took.
Bam. Yeah.
Look out
they
now.
That slap face.
Watch J. Anthony Brown made $33 million this weekend. Out of town, y'all.
John and Marlon, before you get out of here, we had a texter who texted in and said, ask about G.I. Joe.
Two.
Yeah.
All right. Sean, are you in...
Marlon,
are you in G.I. Joe 2?
No, I'm not in G.I. Joe 2.
And what?
What happened was...
What happened?
Here's the thing.
Hey, man, the white man is up to his old tricks.
What
happened was... they just wrote me out. I didn't get a phone call.
No.
They just wrote me out. And my son was like, Dad, are you in the new one? I said, no. He stopped playing with my doll. He got my doll in a split with the rope hanging off his neck. Like...
Marlon, here's the thing. Marlon wants to fight The Rock because he feels like he took his place in G.I. Joe.
No, but the same thing happened to me in Batman. I was supposed to be Robin in Batman. And then they kind of just wrote me out.
After they made the doll out of him. So they got all these dolls of Marlon, but he ain't in the movie.
They just wrote me. So what I say is Ripcord was in a crazy battle with Cobra and stepped on a landmine and blew up. It's just y'all didn't see that.
They don't even mention you in the next one.
They don't even mention me. I think they started by going, "Here lies Ripcord."
Dang.
Yeah.
Did you get out and everything? Like you was gonna be in the movie?
Huh?
Did you work out and everything?
No. I got buff up top, but once I found out I wasn't in the movie, I stopped working out. But man, my pecs was crazy.
If you look at the doll, the G.I. Joe doll they made him all, he's ripped up top, but take his pants down, he got the skinniest leg.
No, but they just wrote me out.
They just wrote you out like that.
They call it, they press that white man button. Delete. Delete. That's all.
Put The Rock in there. They're the same.
It wasn't about money?
A little bit.
Oh, now we get
wait
down
a minute,
to it.
Wait.
I swear,
when black people come back for a sequel, they ask you to take less.
Yeah, but like you would have been too, in the movie. That's money. How less. About that?
What'd you say?
You would have been in the movie.
And?
Now you're not.
But so what?
So really, a lot less money.
No, exactly. I swear, guys, you're not here. I just got deleted. I don't know what happened. I think what happened is they had Ripcord is captured in this one. So maybe the third one.
They got more than one.
Trying to figure out why he got dropped.
You have this whole scenario in your head.
So what happened was, but y'all don't, none
this
of y'all seen
scoop.
This.
Yeah.
But yes. Ripcord is actually joining forces with Cobra. But
I
this is the backstory that y'all may see in like six.
Did your brother go with you when you tried to negotiate to the white man?
You said what?
Did your brother go with you
Who,
when
me?
You tried to negotiate?
Me?
No, they wouldn't have had me in the first one.
Sean don't believe in nothing the white man do. He go, stupid. No, you doing all told, this. He seen me getting all buffed up.
I told him he wasn't like, going to be in the sequel anyway.
They just going to kill you or me?
I was surprised I lasted that long.
I'm just a former DJ trying to get, you know, do his thing.
But I'm surprised. So supportive I actually, of you. Sean Marlin this morning, he wanted to feed you and take care
of you. I'm very supportive of him, but I like to speak the truth in life. I'm not going to lie to my little brother.
White man's not going to put you in that.
They always go, man, that's beautiful that they're doing. And as soon as they turn their head, they're like, he believing in the white man.
Kevin Keaton,
I can see the head. But the great thing for me is I do it all, so I did that, and so while Ripcord is captured, for real, and actually
he's lying.
He's training right now with Snake Eyes.
Okay,
yeah, he's training, so he's going underground as a ninja as well.
We got a scoop. We got an exclusive here on the TJMS. On
Life
on G.I.
After
Joe
for Ripcord.
2 and 3.
Yeah. Well, this one's going to happen maybe about five.
About five.
You know when they'll bring Ripcord back?
When they
finish the franchise in movies and they move it to some cheap syndicated channel on TV, then they'll bring Ripcord back.
If you watch when they roll credits, he's in Think Like a Man.
Oh, man.
Y'all have a good weekend at the Arlington Improv.
Thank you,
all right, man. Thank you. Good job, guys.
Look out now.
Watch out.
Oh,